Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that if you get your best ideas in the shower or another inconvenient location, you can find a way to capture them. Time away from your computer can be conducive to creative thinking, but you need a way to make sure your ideas can be acted on when you find your way back to your computer. Many people have some of their best ideas while showering, driving, running, or doing some other task that is not intellectually demanding and is not conducive to taking notes. This isn't just the universe's way of tormenting us, though it can feel tormenting. Creativity and innovation are more likely to happen when we let our minds wander for a while, free from the steady stream of words, numbers, and tasks to be done that defines most of our days. But for your shower ideas to be more than just daydreams, you need to find a way to capture them. And when you are wet and soapy or behind the wheel of a car or dodging waves in the ocean, this is easier said than done. I know there is a small market in waterproof notepads or bath crayons. I guess the idea for the non-toddler set is that you could write your brilliant idea on the shower wall. But you really don't need to do that. You probably already have either the physical or mental tools you need at your disposal to put your thoughts somewhere that you will be able to act upon it. My guess is that you almost always have your phone with you. If you are out walking or running, it's in your pocket. So, when you get a brilliant idea, pause and send yourself a quick email with your idea as the subject line. It will be there when you process your emails later. If you are stuck in traffic, to the point where you can put your car in park, then you could send yourself a note this way too. But if not, because you're moving some, use your phone or your car's voice assistant. Hey Siri, send a text to, say your own name. Then tell your unnerving little robot helper your big idea. Now it's captured as well. You can do the same thing in the shower. Yes, I am guessing your phone is sitting outside the shower, maybe on the counter or on top of your pile of clothes. I know I hear from people that they listen to this podcast while putting on makeup or getting dressed. If that is the case, just open the shower door and tell the phone your big idea. Now it's waiting for you. Of course, it's possible that you don't bring your phone into the bathroom, or if you're out jumping waves or something else, you won't have it, in which case, good for you. Your best bet in these cases is to try some little mental trick to commit your idea to memory. Strange associations tend to work best. If you are in the shower, try an association with shampoo or soap or a towel or a razor. To use an example from my line of work, let's say you just got an idea for a column on how to kick a screen time habit. You might picture little bottles of shampoo looking at screens and then doing whatever you had in mind in order to get off the screens. Because this mental image is so weird, you will remember it. As soon as you get to your phone or a piece of paper in a few minutes, you can write it down and release those little shampoo bottles from their labors. Now, of course, all of these ideas require that there be a time when you collect and process these inputs. It does no good to send yourself an email if you then don't go through your primary inbox with a planner or calendar in hand. Similarly, maybe you put things in a notes app, which sounds great. But if there is not a time when you reliably process those notes, then they won't do you any good. So, make sure you have a collection and reflection time. But if you do, then you can capture your ideas, whatever you are doing. And hopefully, once you know you can capture your good ideas, you will start to have more of them. In the shower, in the car, in the ocean, or wherever. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.